So I think we're gonna get started. I hope everyone had a great lunch, and I'm sure people will continue to filter in a little bit. But next up, we're gonna hear three really interesting case studies from three different Catherines. So this, sorry, not a Catherine. Well, yeah, we'll talk later. This block of speakers, they're going to highlight some novel collection development strategies that maximize the research value of web archives. And first up, I'd like to welcome Catherine Stein from the California Digital Library. And she's going to walk us through how the IMLS-funded project Cobweb leveraged the collecting interests of multiple institutions to improve documentation of current events. Take it away.
Great, and we're just kicking off, so we will leverage the potential of cross-institutional collaborative collection development, which there you go for some more alliteration. So I'm Catherine Stein, here to talk about Cobweb, a project to support collaborative web archiving collection development with funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services and undertaken as a collaboration itself between the California Digital Library, where I'm based, UCLA, and Harvard University. I should note that I am just a few weeks in on this project and express my gratitude to my colleague Stephen Abrams, who's Associate Director of the UC Curation Center at CDL and Principal Investigator on the Cobweb Grant for having originally authored these slides. So the California Digital Library, and apologies for a little mangling there, the California Digital Library has engaged in web archiving activities going back to 2005. While we no longer host web archiving at CDL, we're now involved in a number of collaborative activities to ensure that web resources are captured, preserved, and made accessible. In addition to participating in the End of Term Archive, which captures and saves US government websites at the end of presidential administrations, CDL has collaborated to archive and make available web content from the ca.gov domain, which represents government records originating with numerous state agencies in California. In late 2016, with other campuses from the University of California, Stanford University, and the California State Library and California State Archives, we've now reestablished a comprehensive archive of ca.gov and archive it with funding from the Library Services and Technologies Act, LSTA, and we'll continue to crawl the domain moving forward. Sherry Laster, who's here in the audience, will be talking more about ca.gov tomorrow in the web archiving section, so be sure to check out her presentation. And now we're embarking on new work to support collaborative collection development. So use cases for collaborative web archiving abound when you consider the need to document events in the moment or just thereafter as their real-time online coverage and participation unfolds. The Cobweb project seeks to connect those with deep understanding of how events and other topics and themes are documented online with the memory institutions that are best positioned and motivated to archive that documentation. The web is where we share the political, cultural, educational, and commercial discourse of contemporary life. And in order to preserve that wealth of information created and shared online today, we need a means of understanding what is important to keep and share into the future and to coordinate the preservation activities that will make sure this happens. Cobweb will allow for anyone to search descriptions of archived websites individually and as they may be thematically or topically curated and collected, with plans for the initial catalog to be populated with existing web archive holdings from the grant partner institutions. Collecting projects, which can be initiated by anyone, so researchers, librarians, archivists, curators, citizens, any of whom will be able to nominate seeds or organize around or germane to understanding a given topic, event, or theme. Cobweb will also then provide memory institutions the opportunity to find nominated seeds that fit with their collecting purview and can claim their intention to harvest and archive these. Once able Once archived, holdings records will be established and made discoverable so that anyone will be able to find and access archived websites, understand how these might be related to other websites, and see who nominated and ensured their archiving. So it's a bit of a circle or a cycle here in terms of nominating, claiming, and then making accessible those websites that have already been archived to inform future nomination, whether that's on the part of just anybody or on the part of web archivists and curators. While COBWEB is a collaborative project of CDL, Harvard, and UCLA, the need for such a tool and the emerging requirements for the initial prototype have been informed by discussions by archivists and information professionals at a number of institutions, as well as by the potential made clear by the University of North Texas's web archiving nomination tool. COBWEB also builds upon the experience of collaborative web archiving collection development undertaken by the IIPC, and through discussions and proof of concept presentations within the web archiving community already, there's been much anecdotal agreement around the need for an application to support a coordinated, centralized approach to managing collaborative collection development efforts. And in fact, I heard this a couple times as I was mingling in our mixer earlier this morning. So it's good to hear that validation. I would love to hear and learn more about how this might fit in with your activities and workflows. The web is a vast and complex resource that cannot be archived by a single institution alone, and in fact may feel imposing to tackle, even in considering entry points that align with a given institution's collecting policies. Making sense of what's already been archived or is about to be collected by any given institution is likewise challenging. By encouraging nomination from any number of different stakeholders, COBWEB provides a basis for democratic participation in preserving and making accessible our shared digital heritage. Seed and collection curation can be contributed by subject area specialists, community members, event participants, and researchers both inside and outside the academy. And by providing opportunities to build collections and archive them at a pace and scope that fits their resources, COBWEB encourages contributions to a shared digital archive from a wide range of institutions. So where are we? I'm happy to announce that we've kicked off the COBWEB project. We had our first kickoff meeting just a couple weeks ago, so we are just starting out. The three partner institutions each have different roles in relationship to the work that we're going to be doing over the grant year ahead. So CDL is a bit of a home base for the project where Stephen Abrams is our principal investigator, and we're providing lightweight project management and outreach management, and I'm the outreach manager for this project, hence my participation today, and looking forward to talking with you more about, as I say, about your workflows and the challenges that you're meeting, and also to better understand the researcher approach, how folks are using web archives and finding them in a context. So UCLA is the home base for technical development of the project, and we've got a technical project manager down there, Peter Broadwell, who's working with Christian Allen, and a technical lead who's going to be doing the bulk of the development work, Andy Wallace. And Andy's already put a prototype together, if you can believe it. Not one that we're ready to share as of yet, but he's been working away at implementing functional components related to the data model, the draft data model that we started, which I'll show you in just a moment. And then at Harvard, we've got a couple of folks who are providing both advice and consultation on the project. So that's Andrea Goethals and Janet Taylor, who's a user experience librarian. And she, as well as some other staff there, will be helping us in doing our user testing and our interface testing as we get further along in the development project process. But we're definitely taking an agile approach. And so that means that we're going to be setting up prototypes and iterating on those and refining those successively to make improvements in response to the community feedback that we get. So I will be sharing more as we progress and have something to share with you all. So where we are right now in terms of our process is we're validating our initial data model and starting to establish, and we will be prioritizing user stories in the coming weeks. We also then will be kind of herding all that together to firm up our functional requirements. So as promised, and you can probably just barely read this, and I'm happy to share this out. I'm not sure if the slides are going to be made publicly available, but I'm happy to share the presentations. Carl's nodding, so yes. So you can look at this up close and personal at your leisure. But essentially, the data model diagram, this should give you a sense of where our work is heading. We have agents, possibly with affiliations to institutions, who should be able to establish projects and nominate seeds to include in those projects. Agents can also make claims to archive seeds, and once archived, share those out as holdings. The attendant metadata for each of these entities is also under consideration, and as we develop and iterate on prototypes, we'll learn more from potential users of the core functions of Cobweb and refine our approach. What this means is that we need you. In the months ahead, we'll be sharing our progress and looking for community feedback, as I've mentioned, and I'm eager to learn more about how you're making curatorial decisions about what to archive and how your collecting policies have taken shape, how you collaborate and coordinate with other web archiving institutions, and how you learn from the researchers who use your collections, as well as both your and their motivations for building web archives. So where are we going? This is not the first time that the Cobweb project has been shared, but the first time since we kicked off that we are sharing our progress and our plans publicly, and we intend to do that at a number of different conferences over the next year. Here at the SAA Web Archiving section, later on this year at the Association of Internet Researchers, which is an international organization that's comprised of folks who use the internet as a basis for their research. So I'm very excited to engage with that community and learn a lot more about their workflows and how they're finding and discovering and making sense of internet resources. Additionally at CNI and the IIPC meeting, which I don't think has been scheduled yet, but should be, I think, late spring, early summer.
November.
Great. Excellent. So sooner than later, we will be at the IIPC.
November 2018.
Oh, 2018. Okay, so it's a little further out. Okay, so we'll incorporate that in. That being the case, our rollout may be sooner than November of next year, but suffice to say, we'll be presenting here again to share the finished product, or to share the product in process, where it gets to at the end of our grant year, the results of all the prototyping and iterative refinements that we'll be making over the year. A key piece that we're heading towards also is thinking about how this service, this application, is sustainable in the long run as a core web piece of core web archiving infrastructure. And so that's going to involve our making sure that we're actually meeting the needs of folks who both want to be able to nominate websites and folks who also want to add those into their collections as they fit with their collecting policies. So as of yet, we just have a GitHub up. We don't have a proper fancy website up to share our progress, but that's in the works, and so I'll be sharing that out as it comes together, and we'll be blogging about our progress as we go, but we'll also be holding webinars and inviting participation in user feedback and in the interface testing. So if you are interested, and this feels like it aligns with some of the concerns that you've had in the web archiving work that you do, please feel free to find me at any of the opportunities we have throughout the day or over the course of the remainder of SAA. My email's up there, katherine.stein@ucop.edu, and hopefully the slide's been up long enough that you can write it down. And if not, just find me. Thank you.